I knew that, like, I was cool, but I think it was a lot of feeling like maybe other people didn't think that I was cool. I am embarrassed of the lack of dating experience because I didn't date for 22 years of my life. Okay. I've been saying that like, okay, everybody. We are back for another episode of Prugogi Pod. I am your host, Hannah Cat, and today let's do a little Kogi talk, a little GT, a little girly talk. I want to say like a year back, I was walking like by a store and I turned to Allie and I was like, oh my gosh, that store is so cute. And she was like, that's J. Crew. And literally had a breakdown next to J. Crew because I was like, oh my god, am I getting old? What the heck is happening? But now that we're a year out from that incident, the J. Crew incident, I'm just embracing it. I'm just embracing it. Sometimes you're gonna like things that you thought old people wore. Actually, I really like the quality of this top. I don't know if I wore it on a recent episode and if I talked about it. So sorry if I did. And speaking of, I need to return everything else that I bought from J. Crew. But that'll be a later issue. And then what else has been happening? Okay, so I fangirled a little bit yesterday. So one of my favorite music people, he doesn't like make music, but he's a music guy. We'll talk about production. Like, he's kind of my what's his name, Finito? Yeah, he's kind of my version of that. I don't even know if people like stan him like that, but his name is Derek G, and he just eats cake and reviews music things, and he's so wholesome, and I love his taste, and he's put me on to so many great artists. And so he was hosting a night at Homage Brewing in Chinatown, and so went there with a few of my friends. It was a couple of their first times like meeting each other, and so it was like nice, and it was such a good vibe, and we had a good conversation. And I'm just like always reminded that like whenever I have like very just like unexpected, almost spontaneous, like good times, good conversations, that's when I feel the most fulfilled. And so doesn't it make sense that I love having this podcast? Yes. And so some of the conversations that we were having were about heartbreak. So that was really interesting to me because your girl has never been through that. But then during the conversation, they went, oh, but not all heartbreak is romantic heartbreak. And I was kind of like, oh, you're 100% right. And so we were talking a little bit more about that. And I realized that in like probably one of my most memorable moments of heartbreak was in seventh grade when my BFF like betrayed me. She broke up me and my middle school boyfriend. And it's so funny because like I did an episode about this and like I reconnected with my middle school boyfriend. Not like that, but like just like funny that like that had happened. And so yeah, we were talking about that, and it kind of like led me to today's topic, which is being a late bloomer. Now it's a little bit of a roller coaster as to like when I bloomed, but follow along, bear along with me. So kind of how like I view my life, like, you know, when I recount on it, is I think in elementary school, shy girl, I was just following what others were doing. And then when I got to middle school, I was like, something needs to change around here. Something needs to change around these parts. And in middle school, I was like, I'm gonna hang out with the popular kids. Like, I really don't care. Like what happens, this is kind of messed up. I really don't care what happens to my elementary school friends, but I am moving on because honestly, there was just a lot of drama in elementary school. So in middle school, I made really good friends. Like, honestly, the amount of like memories I have at this one particular best friend's house, like, were endless. Like, we would play Pac-Man together, we would watch movies together. She put me on to eating bacon with, like, strawberry jam. We talked about, like, religion and God, and, like, that was my homegirl, like, through and through. Like, we were each other's butt buddies, like, side by side. And then there came a point when I was dating my seventh grade boyfriend, and she told me a lie / rumor because she was, like, jealous that we were dating. Like, apparently she had a little crush on him, and so she sabotaged the relationship. And I found all this out, and that was, like, one of my biggest memories of, like, feeling betrayed. Of just, like, oh, wow, you weren't there for me like I thought you were. Like, I guess we weren't as close as I thought we were. And, like, that's when a lot of my walls went up, was seventh grade over a boy. And so when I got to high school, I was kind of like, you know what? Maybe friendships aren't that worth it. I'm just going to kind of put my head down and study. And so that's when I kind of went back into my shell and put my head down and studied. Honestly, if I think back, like, to my fondest memories, a lot of them occurred in the library. Honestly, I still, like, I went back to that library and, like, I love it. But yeah, just, like, in the library, or even, like, I look at some of my friends from high school and, like, we met in SAT class. Like, I have so many memories from Elite, you know? I think that a lot of the going back into my shell is just, like, stemmed from, like, fear of potentially getting hurt again, which is a very natural response, but maybe, like, looking back, not to the extent that I did it, because I really do think I kind of closed myself off to, like, relationships and, like, just, like, getting deeper with people, because I was like, oh, this happened once, it could definitely happen again. And so that kind of continued on into college, which was interesting, because I think, like, you guys know that I went to college a year early. So I skipped my senior year in high school and then I went to college. And so it just kind of, like, went on. Like, I was not confident in myself. Like, I had interests and I knew that, like, I was cool, but I think it was a lot of feeling like maybe other people didn't think that I was cool. And when I say, like, cool, somebody, like, defined it as you want to think people are cool in the same way they think you're cool, right? Like, I want to be like, oh, we have very similar interests, or like, oh, that's just, like, a dope human being and I want to, like, be around that energy. And it makes it so that you're able to, like, form these relationships of just, like, mutual kind of respect. Like, maybe that's what cool is, like, I just kind of, like, respect you. And so I knew I was cool, but I don't know if other people knew I was cool. And so I think that a lot of, like, college, I was just, like, in my shell and was, like, shy and didn't want to speak my mind. Like, in middle school, I was constantly raising my hand. Like, you know when the teacher is just kind of looking around and it's a little awkward? Like, I would just raise my hand because, like, I didn't give a fuck. Like, I was like, yeah, let me answer the question because I know what's going on. But then in college, it would always be like, oh, I think this is the answer. Like, I think this is what they're asking, or I have a question about this. And then somebody else would go ahead and answer the question, and, like, that's exactly what I got. And so I think it was just, like, I got shy. Like, I was scared to open up in more ways than just friendship. Like, it extended into my academics. Like, it extended into, like, my career ambitions. Like, it extended into, like, the people that I was surrounding myself with, and, like, even just, like, not shooting my shot with, like, guys I thought were cool. And so this is, like, my unbloomed stage where I was just kind of second guessing myself in everything, right? Like, I think a big part of our 20s is about growing into ourselves and about kind of just, like, uncovering who we are. Maybe it's not so much, like, you have to grow into yourself. This is something that Lauren said on her episode. But rather, you are there. Like, whoever you're meant to be is already inside of you. And so you just kind of need to uncover the layers that maybe society has told you to, like, cover yourself with, right? It's like these, like, shameful parts of us that we, like, never want to open up about. But I guess, like, I needed to go through all of that in order to grow into myself. Like, I think maybe I'm a little bit too hard on myself where I'm like, oh, you shouldn't have closed off that much even after, like, a friendship breakup like that. But it makes sense. Like, it totally makes sense. And honestly, had I not gone through that, maybe something else would have happened down the line. Maybe even later down in the, you know, in the scheme of my growth trajectory. And so who's to say that I wouldn't be on the same path of, like, being a late bloomer, right? And so, yeah, I guess how I kind of define, like, late bloomer is, like, having that, like, confidence in yourself and, like, valuing yourself, like, to your full extent. Because now I think I'm at a place where I have done a lot of work. I had my people pleaser things. I would doubt myself, like, wouldn't answer questions. I was, like, scared to get vulnerable. But in doing all this, like, intentional work, it's been, like, I think the first part was honestly uncovering the shame and opening up, like, vulnerably, right? Like, Brené talks about this. I'm on a first name basis. Brené Brown talks about this, how, like, shame is, like, a cycle where if you're shameful about something, you just, like, won't open up. And then you're, like, shame about the you're feeling shameful about the shame. And so how you break that cycle is just to, like, get a little vulnerable, right? And, like, yes, I did go through my phase of, like, oversharing a little bit too much with anybody that would listen to the words coming out of my mouth. But I have learned to have a little bit more discretion and really think about who and how much I'm telling people. I'm still learning that, but I've definitely gotten better over the last couple years where I'm like, I don't need to share every single thought that comes into my head. And, like, that's okay. And so I broke that. And with the whole, like, wanting to be perceived as cool by the people who I think are cool, I do think this is where I can, like, maybe work on things a little bit more, because I rely heavily on my interests in order to let people know I know what's up, right? Like, in college is actually when I got into, like, hip-hop and rap, and it was honestly through my friend Allison. Allison is, like, one of the sweetest, kindest souls you'll ever meet. And I remember we went to Camp Flognaw together. It was our first festival. We were walking back from, like, a KCM event. She was like, oh, do you want to go to this thing with me? And I was like, yeah. Like, literally so spontaneous. So we went to our first festival, and it was such a great time. And I think that I really used music kind of as, like, a crutch in order to have social legitimacy, where people would be like, oh, I wouldn't expect you to listen to that artist. Like, that's kind of dope, right? Guys, I've been using the word cool too much. I literally need a freaking thesaurus, or, like, should we Google synonyms so that I don't keep saying the word cool? Chilly, cold, fresh. I'm gonna start using funky, fresh. Distinguished, exceptional, impressive, influent. You guys, we're still gonna use fresh. And so, yeah, I kind of use music as, like, a little bit of a crutch. And then I moved on from there, and I was kind of using, like, fashion as a little bit of a crutch, right? Like, raise your hand if you watched the YouTube video where they go through every single model of the Jordan. That's literally so embarrassing, but how does anyone learn anything? Through YouTube. And so that's fine. But I was like, I need to memorize these so I could, like, be like, oh, are those the Jordan 12s? Like, oh, I hate the 13. That's my least favorite model. Like, right. And so I went through that phase. And then where did it go from there? Oh, and then definitely, and this is still going on, is like social legitimacy through memes. Right? Like, if you know a good meme, or like, you know that TikTok trend, like, people will look at you different. And so I'm like, yeah, let me use that. And then even through our language, right? Like, sometimes the way that I talk, I'm definitely following a trend. Does every single Gen Z person sound the same? Yes. And now, is it getting a little annoying? Yes. Will I continue doing it because I literally can't stop, even though it started as a joke? Yes. Example A. And so, breaking down all those like cool things, I think, like, well, honestly, one of my friends called me out on it. So if you guys know Shin, Shin and Sar had an episode a while back, actually, and Shin called me out and she was like, hey, I think like this is like low-key getting out of control. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, I feel like you kind of do things and follow trends in order to like appear a certain way. And I'm like, yeah, but is there anything wrong with that? And I actually don't think that there's anything wrong with that, but I think that almost a lot of my value was coming from that upon reflecting, of just like, oh, people only want to talk to me because I know what's up. But it's not that. People want to talk to me because I'm funny. No, just kidding. But like, people want to talk to me because hopefully because I'm an interesting person and I'm a nice, good person, right? I only want to surround myself with good people and interesting people, because there are too many interesting people out there to be having boring conversations. Like, I'm not saying every single conversation has to be like stimulating and life-changing and inspiring, but like, I hope there's a good amount scattered in there, right? Like, even last night after the event, like, had an hour and a half long conversation with one of my friends, and like, yes, were we just shooting the shit about how we're gonna find each other partners? Yes. And about how we have a business idea? Absolutely. But like, it's like those like small interactions where I'm like, oh, maybe it's not even a small interaction. Like, maybe this is an interaction that was meant to happen. And so I've been working on that. And then being more confident and really not caring about what other people think. Like, it's really hard, don't get me wrong. I'm still constantly thinking about my reputation and like how I am being perceived. And like, I don't think that's something like anyone ever grows out of, to be honest. Like, right, we all have those classic examples of like tiger parents who like know every single college everyone's getting into, and like they'll gossip and they'll brag about their own kids, and you know, that whole vibe. I don't know if that's just like my area and like where I grew up, but like, that's the culture. That's kind of like the reason that people gossip, right? Back in the day, it was like in order to figure out what was going on socially. And so I totally get that. But I think I want to try to reduce this whole like outside perception influencing how I live my life thing, because I've like kind of like grown out of that, of just like, I'm not gonna be like what people want me to be. I'm just gonna kind of be me, and you can accept that, or you, if you don't, like, that's sick. Like, I'm not your person, and that's okay, right? It's that whole acceptance thing of like, and that's okay. That's the most important part. I'm not everyone's cup of tea. I'm probably most people's cup of tea. No, I'm just kidding. My friend from yesterday, he was saying how like the dates he's been going on have been like boring, or the people are weird. And I was literally like, what? It didn't click to me that people can be boring, because I literally don't surround myself with boring people. Like, I think that when I look at my group of loved ones around me, like, the words that I use to describe them are like eccentric, interesting, outgoing, like they have hobbies, they're hilarious, like, It's like those words. And so like when I hear that people are boring, I'm just like kind of shocked. Like I'm like, what? And like, okay, some people are boring. You're just not my people. And so in the same way, they might think I'm weird. And that's okay. I'll just be a little weirdo. Literally, my friend Tabby, she like does my nails, but like guys, look. She's always like, dude, you're so freaking weird, and I love it. I love being called weird. And so yeah, maybe find people who think you're weird in the same ways. But and I kind of want to take this conversation just talking about how I was feeling about being a late bloomer. Like, to be honest, I think I felt like very self-conscious. Like, I was always scanning the room being like, what are you thinking about me? Oh my god, do you hate me? Like, oh my god, am I being weird right now? Like, is my outfit okay? Like, it was all just like flooding my thoughts, and it was like a miserable time, because I'll come back and I would just be like, I just went out to overthink for 2 hours. What was I doing? No judgment to past Hannah, because I was showing up the best way that I knew how. But like, now I go to events and I'm like, let's have a good conversation. Like, let's be in the moment. Let's take in all the stimuli. And like, I love a debrief afterwards. And you can't debrief if like, you think you were being a weirdo. And like, even so, Allie, like, sometimes she'll like kind of overthink sometimes. And so if I know that she like is overthinking about something, I'll just address it. And so in the same way, if I'm overthinking about something, I'll just address it and be like, hey, don't know if this is totally off base, but like, I'm feeling this. Am I on the target? Or like, if I'm totally not, then just let me know. And so it's like, yeah, just being more open about like the overthinking. And also another realm in which I kind of felt like self-conscious about being a late bloomer was like, because I didn't date for 22 years of my life. Like, I had crushes, don't get me wrong, and I crushed really hard. Like, Chelsea and I's notebook, it's actually incriminating. We would straight up like print out photos of like, so one of the nicknames that we had for our crushes were like the different gums. So like one of them was like Five Gum, and so we literally like would print out Five Gum and like put photos in the notebook and just like write about them. Like, we were a little insane. I honestly think that's why I'm so good at stalking now. But I had my crushes all throughout middle school, even elementary school, high school, college. I crushed on people for a really long time, but like, I was too shy to make a move. And I think it was because of the lack of experience. Like, I was just like, I don't know how to do this. Like, it's awkward. And so I kind of took that insecurity and I ran with it, because a senior year of college, that was what, 2018, that's when Coffee Meets Bagel came out. And I was like, I'm gonna get over this fear that I have. Like, I was fearful of dating and like of men, which rightfully so. And I like went on a date, and then I went on a couple, and then I was meeting people, and then I think Hinge came out. And so I was like, I'm gonna go on a few more dates. And I legitimately just took it as interview experience. Like, you know when you just take an interview for the experience? I was doing that with dating, because I just like felt so awkward, and like, what are the protocols? And like, I've been trying to figure out like what exactly I want in a man's, like what I need in a man's. And so I think I've done a good job of like taking the insecurity and being very solution oriented. Like, I was like, I am embarrassed of the lack of dating experience, and so let me go on some dates. Was I embarrassed that I had never been in a relationship? Yes. And so I got into a relationship. Now, another insecurity that's coming up. When people, like, ask me for, like, oh, how many, like, what's, like, your relationship, what's going on? What's your relationship experience like? Like, how many boyfriends have you had? Like, when did it end? Blah, blah, blah. All the normal questions to ask. I'm like, oh, I've been in one relationship. Right? At 27, to be in one relationship, that is on the lower end. And so I feel a little bit embarrassed / insecure about that. And so how am I combating that? Honestly, I don't want to get into a relationship for the sake of getting into a relationship. I just want to make sure that the person I'm getting into a relationship with next, it's for all the right reasons and, like, because I like them, not the idea of, like, getting into a relationship. And so I guess this is just kind of, like, my way of saying, like, and validating you guys who are also late bloomers. Like, I did not find myself until very recently. Like, I want to say within the last, like, couple years of just a couple years of therapy, a couple years of just, like, knowing that I was, like, just making mistakes in order to learn, and a couple years of, like, reflection post all of that, of it's okay if you're a late bloomer. Like, we all are on different timelines, and, like, I'm, like, making friends with, like, people who are 30 plus, and, like, they still feel like they're growing into themselves. And so it's okay to be a late bloomer, honestly. Like, yes, I do feel embarrassed or, like, a little bit of shame because of that, but I think that if you bloom too early, you peak in high school, so what the heck? No, I'm just kidding. But, like, we're all gonna grow into ourselves when we're meant to, and, like, maybe it's just gonna take you a little bit more life in order to do that, and that's okay, because I think, like, more and more I'm seeing society be a little bit more accepting of, like, people's different timelines. Or at least, like, that's what I would like to think. And so, yeah. Maybe another thing that, like, I'm realizing too is, like, Allie's getting married tomorrow and she's on her own timeline. Like, she bought a couch and a dining table. And I feel really far from that. She's getting married. I feel really far from that. And so, even if, like, all my friends start to get married around me, if I don't feel like I'm ready, I don't want to rush things. Like, I don't want to participate if it's not on my own timeline and if it's not on my own terms. And so, yeah, this is for all my late bloomers out there. I'm with you. Let's take our sweet ass time. And yeah, other than that, check out my nail girl, my arte baby. Her name is Tabby. And I hope you guys have a beautiful week. I really appreciate you guys always sticking around, and you have my heart.